Gather around the virtual World Cafe fireplace as Mary Chapin Carpenter is set for a special holiday session today. Music from her new Christmas album, Come Darkness, Come Light, which is filled with original songs of the season from Mary Chapin, who has been making some of the most beloved songs in that area between country and folk for the last couple of decades. She is joined on her new album by longtime musical friends John Jennings on guitar and John Carroll on piano, and John Jennings is here with her today. This is Carpenter's first ever Christmas album, and I asked her if she had ever considered making one in the past.
Well, I actually had. I've been wanting to make this record for quite a few years, but when I was first signed to Columbia back in the dark ages, they wanted me to make a record, which I understand why, but they wanted something a bit more commercial than I was interested in doing. And so it just was something that I kind of dodged every year.
By something more commercial, would that mean doing covers of the traditional songs?
Yeah, and let me certainly say that I love Christmas music of all kinds and will raise my voice as loud as possible when given the chance to sing them. But I just wasn't interested in making a record of it. There was so much Christmas music that I have loved for so long that's not as well known, and I thought if I had the chance to do that, that would be really a great fun project to do. So this year I found myself at home, and it was the kind of thing where I could record it nearby and I didn't have to travel to do it, and all of the parts of the puzzle came together really well, so that's why I was able to do it.
Well, the thing that is actually really different from this, not only did you find some wonderful gems from some other people, but you ended up writing a number of songs. Now, here you are, and I don't know if it was June, July, August, April, or whenever. How do you conjure up the Christmas spirit?
You turn up the air conditioning.
Light the fire.
Yeah. We did have a couple of Santa statuettes in the studio just to make sure and keep an eye on things, but we did record this in the late spring and it bled into the early summer. And, that's a challenge to sort of try to let the season, permeate the project. But, once you're kind of in there with the headphones on and the music's starting to, become more complex and elaborate, you just lose yourself in it, and it was really, really fun to do.
Well, let's start off with what has become the title song, Come Darkness, Come Light.
Come darkness, come light, come new star shining bright, come love to this world tonight, hallelujah. Come broken, come whole, come wounded in your soul, come any way that you know, hallelujah. There's a humble stable and a light within. There's an angel hovering and three wise men. Today a baby's born in Bethlehem, hallelujah. Come doubting, come fearful to this door, come see what love is for, hallelujah. Come running, come walking slow, come weary on your broken road, come see him, shed your heavy load, Alleluia. There's a humble stable and a light within. There's an angel hovering and three wise men. Today a baby's born in Bethlehem. Alleluia. Come darkness, come light. Come new star shining bright. Come love to this old world tonight. Alleluia. Come darkness, come light. Come new star shining bright. Come love to this old world tonight. Alleluia. There's a humble stable, alleluia. Three wise men, alleluia. Today a baby's born, alleluia. Not a soul out on the street, no footprints in the falling snow. The only moving thing I see is the curl of chimney smoke. Frost melts on the window panes and the house is getting warm. From the fire's crackling flames on a quiet Christmas morn. I walked out in the silent world. No engines roared, no sirens whined. No teasing boys chased squealing girls. No noisy school bells chimed. No one raced off to work through the din of honking horns. There was truly peace on earth on a quiet Christmas morn. On a quiet Christmas morn, a child was in a stable born. Shepherds heard the baby cry, saw a new star in the sky. On a quiet Christmas morn. Stops and the bustle stills. On this day all is calm. Giving kindness and goodwill soothes like a healing balm. The hardest heart is softened by the blessing that was born. When the gift of grace was offered on a quiet Christmas morn. On a quiet Christmas morn, a child was in a stable born. Shepherds heard the baby cry, saw a new star in the sky. On a quiet Christmas, shepherds heard the baby cry, saw a new star in the sky. On a quiet Christmas morn.
That's a wonderful song on a quiet Christmas morn, as sung today by Mary Chapin Carpenter, who's our very special holiday guest today. And she's got a wonderful new album out. And we heard the title track of that also, Come Darkness, Come Light. Now, that one is a cover. Who sang that one originally?
That was written by Robin and Linda Williams, who happen to be my neighbors. They live just over the mountains in the Shenandoah Valley. And they recorded a beautiful Christmas record a couple of years ago. And when I first heard that song from it, I just filed it away in my mental Rolodex as a song that I knew I wanted to put on a holiday record if I ever had the chance to do one.
Now, all right, here it is this time of year. And if there's ever a time of year where people tend to do things kind of the same, it is around Christmas. Of course, some people have to travel every year and things like that. But do you have a any kind of a Christmas Eve ritual of yours?
Well, I guess I do. I like to get kind of settled in the warmest place in the house, and invariably that's in the kitchen or the living room, and I get my presents out that I'm going to be giving my family and friends the next day. I like to wrap presents while listening to the rebroadcast from King's College in Cambridge on the BBC. It's the Lessons and Carols, the Festival of Lessons and Carols that they usually have broadcast live during Christmas Eve day. And then I've been lucky enough to be in an area where they rebroadcast it at night. And to me, that's just the most sublime experience, is to listen to those songs and sort of, you know, fall asleep to that.
Now, Christmas time in the city, you've lived in Virginia now for a while, right? So do you make mm-hmm. a trek to D.C. or somewhere?
I do. Uh-huh. I do. I have friends and family that still live there, and I love D.C. It was my home for over 26 years, so it's definitely a part of me. So even though I live most of the time out in the wilds of South Central Virginia.
So there's this song. This is Christmas Time in the City.
I walked to town in the pouring rain, paid my fare and I rode that train to the station under the avenue, hit the air at the stroke of noon. At the cross streets where I staked my claim, I played in tune with the winter rain, collecting dimes and dollar bills while the noisy traffic played the fills. And it's Christmas time in the city, when the air is filled with cheer, and the storefronts look this pretty only once a year. Well, the vendors huddled and the taxis honked as I played for change beneath a neon clock. It was dressed up looking like a Christmas tree, blinking down on that busy street. When the crowd thinned out and the rain had quit, my fingers felt cold and stiff. I took their money and I closed my case, and I headed back towards home again. And it's Christmas time in the city, when the air is filled with cheer, and the storefronts look this pretty only once a year. I walked back to the subway stairs. I had $28 and change for fare. There was an old bag lady with an outstretched hand and a small Salvation Army band playing Angels We Have Heard on High, the First Noel and Oh Holy Night. I folded up $1 bill and I tucked it down into the till. And it's Christmas time in the city, when the air is filled with cheer, and the storefronts look this pretty only once a year. And it's Christmas time in the
That's Christmas Time in the City from Mary Chapin Carpenter, our guest today. Tell me about writing that one.
Well, actually, even though it's, you know, a new song, as it were, on this record, it's actually, I think, of the original songs, it's the oldest one. I think it was at least 25 years ago that I wrote it, the first version of it, and recorded it. It was never anything that ended up on a record, but I wanted to do it again for this album, but I was never entirely happy with the third verse. So John and I got together and started scribbling and worked on the third verse a bit. And this is a quite a different version from the first original version. But at 25 years, it was something that we were really delighted to be able to have the chance to do again.
And was there any spark for the original story?
Well, it was kind of based on my days, you know, busking and being one of those people out there with their guitar cases open and observing it. You know, people see you when you're out on the street playing music, but you see a lot of people, too, from your vantage point, and it's an interesting world that goes by.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't want to keep you too long before you go about your, you know, Christmas business, but is there perhaps a traditional one you would like to do for us?
Oh, the one that would be fun, I think, to do would be a song that is, I think, thought of as a traditional song, but it wasn't written all that long ago in the scheme of time. But it's a much loved carol. It's called Little Drummer Boy.
Told me a rum bum bum bum, a newborn king to see, a rum bum bum bum. Our finest gifts we bring, a rum bum bum bum, to lay before the king, a rum bum bum bum, rum bum bum bum, rum bum bum bum. So to honor him, rum bum bum bum, when we come. Little baby, rum bum bum bum, I am a poor boy too, rum bum bum bum. I have no gift to bring, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, that's fit to give the king, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba. Shall I play for you, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, on my drum? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. The ox and lamb kept time, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I played my drum for him, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I played my best for him, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba. Smiled at me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, me and my drum. Mm-hmm.
Fiddle Drummer Boy, finishing up our wonderful Christmas Eve concert here on the World Cafe from Mary Chapin Carpenter. We'll let you go about your caroling, Mary Chapin Carpenter. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
It was a real pleasure, and wish you and everyone there a very happy holiday and a happy new year.
Absolutely. Mary Chapin Carpenter, our special holiday guest here on the World Cafe.